Ignorance is the official language of Washington, D.C.
I'm here to challenge you to a match.
When it comes to standing up for the American people, I am ready to rumble.
I think that we may need a wrestler in the White House.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Great American Bash. My name is Brian Weatherby.
My name is Chris Kelly.
We are sitting in Washington, D.C., home of the Trump International Hotel. You're listening to a podcast about the intersections of presidential politics and professional wrestling. Chris Kelly and I are authors of a book called The Donald, How Trump Turned Presidential Politics into Pro Wrestling. Where could you find that book, Chris?
You can get it at DonaldTrumpIsAWrestler.com or PresidentWrestler.com. You can get it there for the next 10 years, however long that's applicable.
Did I say 3-term or 4-term?
I think you had said 12 years.
Okay.
Total.
But only because he doesn't want to do 4 terms.
I mean, or his heart gives out.
Whatever.
Yeah.
He's got a big heart.
He's got a big heart, you know.
It's a bipartisan show.
Nonpartisan. There's a distinction. We're not bipartisan. We're nonpartisan.
We're pro-wrestling.
Yes,
we're pro-wrestling.
We're nonpartisan. We're not bipartisan. I'm a registered Democrat for some reason. Because I like losing.
And I'm a mark.
Yeah, there you go. Two parts.
If you're listening to us on the WGN feed, thank you. We appreciate that. Follow us on Facebook. It's facebook.com/GabPod, G-A-B-P-O-D. I think that's the best place to find everything that we do.
Yeah.
Chris is also a professional writer, which means he gets to write about wrestling in places like Vice and the Baltimore City Paper about recently released WWE superstars like Rich Swann.
Which we will get to today. It is 8:37, Friday, February 16th, day 393 of the Donald's Universal Championship reign. Happy Rusev Day.
Happy Rusev Day.
Yes, so let's kick it off. We got a lot today. New stuff, old stuff. Start with the big show.
Well, it's a big show.
Because it's time to break the walls down.
We are going to build a great border wall to stop illegal immigration.
Break down the walls.
Are you happy about that?
Chris Jericho did it. Congress couldn't do it.
Yeah.
4 different builds failed. No one knows what's going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
But I think I know what's going to happen.
What's going to happen?
But the Dreamers are going to get deported because
roughly
6 months ago, the Donald said, I'm going to cancel this booking.
Mm-hmm.
The territories aren't really liking it. I'm going to go with this new guy. And then we had Jinder for 6 months and then everybody's unhappy.
Oh,
you don't like me comparing Jinder Mahal's WWE championship run to the Dreamers?
I don't like thinking about Jinder Mahal.
All right. So, both sides seem upset with this lack of a deal. Both Republicans and Democrats are on the record saying this is not how things should be.
Only one side actually means that.
Yeah.
And we're nonpartisan, so figure it out.
A lot of pundits are saying this is bad for the Donald because this is one of the few campaign promises, and I would like to say those pundits are all incorrect.
Okay, why is that?
This morning on NPR, there was a very interesting and worthwhile piece called How Immigration Policy Motivates Voters, and I think that there was one poll quote that's all you really need to know.
Mm-hmm.
Among voters that said immigration is the most important issue are Trump voters 2-1.
Okay.
So if you're a Trump voter and Dreamers aren't extended and there might not be a path to sedition for 1.8 million potential WWE subscribers, you're very happy.
Yeah. Because the wall, you can keep just saying build the wall. Once they build it, what do you just say? The wall. Like, it doesn't. And you could very well be talking about John Cena's 2017 movie, The Wall. You wouldn't know that if it's been built, especially if it's going to be see-through. So
the thing about this we always laugh because we have to laugh or cry.
Yes.
I legitimately love doing this segment, not because I wish ill will towards anyone, but I love Chris Jericho's theme.
Yes.
And the fact that he's still referencing Y2K as his name, and he's like one of the top 5 most relevant wrestlers currently working, that's impressive. The same thing with Trump's wall. It's better if it doesn't exist.
Yeah.
Great.
Yeah, because you can't, this is why, like, take an issue like, well, this is a quick tangent, an issue like abortion.
Mm-hmm.
If abortion was decided through the land and there was no more fighting about it, neither side can have their organizations and their marches and their fundraising and pick candidates and all that stuff. You need that fight. You need that pay-per-view.
Yeah.
in the horizon. You're on the road to WrestleMania.
On the road to... No, that's not a good segue at all.
Yeah, please. There's no good segue to this.
Another big show of the week that I think is going to be a big deal over the weekend. It's going to dominate the news cycle. Like we said, it's Friday, February 16th. We're recording this at 8:40 a.m. Is Ronan Farrow's new New Yorker story, Donald Trump, a Playboy model, and a system for concealing infidelity.
I love that old joke from the vaudeville days. So Donald Trump, a Playboy model, and a system for concealing infidelity, walking a bar.
I don't care that this is about sex. I don't think anybody at this point cares that it's about a...
Once again, I don't want to think about gender. I don't want to think about Donald Trump having sex.
About a 2000, horrifying. About a 2007 affair. It did remind me of... Trump's recent physical. He's a genetic jackhammer, like Vince.
Yeah.
It's not about the sex. It's I don't care about that. No one really does. But it's about the casual racism, which I think is kind of important, considering it's just yet another check mark.
He's this is not new. Okay. Very recently, remember everyone was like, this is it, when he called the country a shithole and said all Haitians have AIDS. Remember that? That was casually racist. Actually, it wasn't casually racist. It was like racist.
Well, let's go to this quote from the article. According to multiple sources, Trump remarked that the friend liked the big black dick and began commenting on her attractiveness and breast size.
Who is the friend in this?
I don't know. That's probably gender. The purchasing of, and this is what really matters. The purchasing of news stories by... news outlets, so they could catch and kill a story. Yes. That's not necessarily a good thing.
Yeah, no, but that's not a new thing.
Exactly, but the fact that it's still going on within the White House, that's the big show of the week.
But like what do you mean within the White House?
Well, that's what people are saying. They're saying that these types of catch and kill stories are still happening.
Okay, so as in Donald Trump is currently having affairs.
Or they're currently essentially buying witnesses' stories.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sounds about right. I don't understand. Like, this is why I don't think it's going to be. Also, obviously, there was yet another mass shooting. We have to do the dry erase board back to 0 days since mass shooting. And I don't think this will... I mean,
I think this will be the one story people could talk about that isn't mass shooting.
Like, oh, man, the mass shooting is a real bummer, but how about Trump's wiener?
Yeah, I'm not joking.
Yeah,
and the main reason why we're talking about this on the Great American Bash, a show about presidential politics and professional wrestling, is this quote. We never put in a word about Trump without his approval. Maxine Page, who worked at AMI off and on, said from 2002 to 2012, including his executive editor. She also said that the unpublished stories is leverage over some celebrities in order to pressure them to post for magazines and feed stories. Several former employees said that these celebrities included Arnold Schwarzenegger, as reported by the LA Times. Arnold Schwarzenegger is in the WWE Hall of Fame.
Alongside
Donald Trump.
Yeah.
Do you know when Trump was inducted into the WWE Hall of Fame? 2013.
Yeah.
You know who was in the next year?
Arnold Schwarzenegger. That shows that's how quickly they ran out of celebrities that had actually appeared on their programming.
Yeah, because Schwarzenegger never did.
He kind of did, I think, one time. Like, there was really no connection. Whereas Trump, as we detail in our book, has a long, fruitful relationship with WWE.
So that's a good transition to get us out of the sadness of the first.
Yeah.
The whole show is sad. This
is
a sad
sadness of wrestling. So we can just start with this amazing. Piece in one of your favorite publications, Breitbart. It's a piece called Kid Friendly WWE Makes Pro Wrestling a Family Affair. So basically they gave tickets to this guy at Breitbart, and
you're the best piece I've ever read about how great a house show is.
Oh yeah, he was also like a mark. Do you know? He like, oh, in my Braun Strowman shirt. Yeah, and like they were sitting next to Randy Orton's wife. A lot of stuff happened. But yeah, they definitely paid for it.
Yeah. Okay. This is a false flag operation.
Okay, that's fair.
There's no way in hell Randy Orton's wife is showing up at a house show in Delaware.
No, it wasn't his wife. It was a fucking rat. What are you retarded? I can't use that word, but it's like my visceral reaction is like, of course it wasn't his wife. He's a wrestler. He has many wives on the road to WrestleMania. Okay. So Breitbart loves WWE. Former head of Breitbart, Steve Bannon, not so much. In Josh Green's, expanded version.
Yeah, he wrote an updated preface for the paperback edition of The Devil's Bargain, a book that I read.
Yeah. How was that?
I've read three of Jericho's four books, and I enjoyed all of those more.
Yeah, well, you're a mark for political books. And Devil's Bargain, we had talked about this in the context when Bannon still worked there, and we, like other people, predicted, this is the type of thing that will get Bannon out of his job, when you're saying that he's the puppeteer, he's the Grim Reaper, he's the real guy behind Trump. It was only a matter of time. While watching, what was this, the Golden Globes?
Yeah.
They cut to presidential candidate Dwayne The Rock Johnson, and he was like rapt in attention to Oprah. And allegedly Bannon said, "He's ruined his career. If you rolled out a guillotine, they chop off every set of balls in the room. You watch. The time has come. Women are going to take charge of society. And they couldn't juxtapose a better villain than Trump. He is the patriarch. This is a definitional moment in the culture. It'll never be the same going forward. The anti-patriarchy movement is going to undo 10,000 years of recorded history." So he's saying that all is a bad thing. But I'm like, all of that, other than the guillotine with the balls thing.
Yeah, I think we're both fine. Team bring it.
Yeah. Bring it. Boots and asses. It's a patriarchy, okay?
Yeah.
So he doesn't. He thinks that Dwayne The Rock Johnson's career. So that might tell you that Bannon, if he ever had it, doesn't really get it anymore.
I'd like to just really quick. Let's just really quick. Dwayne The Rock Johnson. Important things in the past few years. Mm-hmm. People's Sexiest Man 2016.
Yeah.
Highest grossing movie star 2016. Second highest grossing movie star 2017.
Who beat him?
I think I want to say Chris Pratt. Because he had Guardians in Jurassic Park or something like that. He's also the highest rated show on HBO.
Okay.
Yeah. He also has a genetic makeup that no one can identify that everyone identifies with. There's a great GQ piece about how Greeks think he's Greeks, Italian thinks he's Italian. Yeah. He's The Rock. He is America. He's also a libertarian. So
I don't know. We'll see.
Okay.
It's going to be like Eisenhower when he asked voters what party he should be. Okay, just watch.
Is that the first Eisenhower Rock comparison?
Yeah, because
timestamp that Chris Kelly before David Brooks steals it and ruins it 8:46 a.m.
There you go. So patriarchy, 10,000 years of recorded history, about 100 years of patriarchy in wrestling, hasn't been doing too great there either. Ric Flair over the, I guess earlier this week. Time flies when you live in a post-apocalyptic hellscape. Ric Flair posted something he's still selling in his merchandise shop. He tweeted hashtag time's up, hashtag me too. Despite his history of sexual harassment and basically taking his dick out to every flight attendant and cocktail waitress from the years of like 1970 to present.
If you're interested in this, there's an entire 30 for 30 documentary that mentions this multiple times, but doesn't do it in a, like, you shouldn't maybe do this
but
way. It's like, it's Ric Flair.
It animates it. Remember when he came out on the plane with his dick out and it was hilarious and Sting was upset? Yeah, there was female flight attendants that was sexual harassment. And
I would like to make it clear, there could be male flight attendants that don't want to see that too.
There's a lot of people who don't want to see Ric Flair's dick. And to be fair, a lot of people who did from the years of 1970 to present. So the Woo Compromise, it's a sub-legal Zoom contract. I don't think this is going to hold up in court. It is in italics. By signing this compromise, both parties involved agree to ride Space Mountain and engage in sexual relations on this night. This contract adheres to guidelines of informed consent. Someone did their homework. And both people in the relationship must be present and not in an intoxicated state before signing. Therefore, Ric Flair is contractually unable to sign this contract. No party should be pressured or persuaded into something that they do not want to do, and they reserve the right to terminate the contract if need be. This contract has the signed and sealed approval of the nature boy, Ric Flair, woo, who has taken many women...
So not legal, because that's not his legal name.
Yeah, who has taken many women for a ride on Space Mountain and has the utmost respect for women. He has the utmost respect of women because I fucked a lot of them.
Oh, God.
So, and then two adults aged 18 above have to sign it. Also, that bars Jerry the King Lawler from using this contract. The Woo Compromise, available $50 on Ric Flair's site. What a jackass. And the people around him are jackasses. Really misreading the moment. In other Time's Up news, we talked about how Lita, in the first women's Royal Rumble, founded by Stephanie McMahon, she wore hashtag Time's Up on her Royal Rumble gear.
Yeah.
She took to eBay to auction that gear.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And that auction and all references to that auction have now been removed from the internet.
Really?
Because Lita, Amy Dumas, is on a Legends contract, and WWE, I mean, they caught and killed that one real quick, okay? Tying it all back together.
Wow.
Yes. So that's Time's Up news.
Oh my! We're gonna have to do this every week, aren't we?
I know. Yeah, time's up. Time is up for Rich Swann.
Love that transition.
Yes,
that was great.
He can't handle this. Rich Swann in December had been charged with battery and kidnapping, false imprisonment of his wife. The charges were dismissed earlier this year, but he had been suspended.
I think the biggest thing that was shocking to me was he was still under contract.
Yeah, well, that's generally what they do. There is an asterisk here, which we'll get to, but like that's generally what they do. That's what they did with Adam Rose. When there's charges, they suspend you immediately. I think this is just probably they're covering their bases legally, so they don't get a wrongful termination. They just suspend you until it goes either way. And since the charges were dismissed, which doesn't mean this didn't happen, it just means they didn't have enough evidence or whatever. They figure out where to go from there. But I mean, at this point, he was never going to be used or on TV again.
Yeah.
And the fact that he asked for his release, or they said they were mutually agreed to part ways. They wished him well in his future endeavors. Says that they try to save some face.
So
for him.
You're definitely the person that should explain future endeavors.
So future endeavor is in wrestling when they write a press release that so and so has been released from the WWE. We wish them well in their future endeavors, and future endeavors become a verb. In wrestling parlance.
As in, Rich Swann was future endeavored yesterday.
Yes, on his birthday, which the WWE likes to do. They also fired CM Punk on his wedding day. So, but this treatment was markedly different from what happened to Enzo Amore just last month. Was that this month?
It was this year for sure.
It was this year. Time flies when you're living in a post-apocalyptic
hellscape. The alleged event happened in late October. Mm-hmm. The release happened in 2018.
Yes. So Enzo had not been charged with any crime, but he was being investigated. He was summarily fired, did not get a wish well in your future endeavors. It's because he didn't tell WWE he was under investigation. That mm-hmm. was the real crime to them, much like as we saw in the Rob Porter case, and we're seeing. It's been kind of pushed down. Shootings, Playboy, Rob Porter. Immigration probably maybe third.
I think Rob Porter could sneak back up by Sunday to a big deal. I mean,
he's really hoping for like another mass shooting just to keep the...
Oh, for sure.
Yeah, just keep the news fresh. With his domestic violence, which Trump is quote-unquote totally opposed to domestic violence, that isn't really the problem. They knew about that. It was the cover-up and the fact of who knew what when and all that stuff. That's why one head has rolled.
Yeah.
And that will be the end of the heads, as I still think.
You just don't think this is a big deal?
No, I mean, in real life it would be, but, you know, no, it's not going to be. Kelly made it this week. Now there's a shooting. There's this thing with the Playboy this weekend. It's going to be, like, weeks. I don't know.
This transitions to what I thought the show was going to be about completely. Mm-hmm. At the start of the week, we start working on an outline. We start emailing back and forth. What do you want to talk about this week? And I wanted to talk about the Winter Olympics.
Yes.
It's been on every TV. Every time I walk by an apartment in Washington, D.C., it seems to have a Winter Olympic event on.
Nerds.
The other things that people are interested in, the Academy Awards. Golden Globes happen. The Academy Awards are coming up.
That's cool.
Okay.
Yeah.
My favorite movie from 2017 mm-hmm. is I, Tonya. Okay. It's nominated for a few Academy Awards.
So that jumped over Shape of Water for
Shape of Water is a better movie.
Okay.
And deserves Best Picture. But okay. I, Tonya is a more fun movie.
So, fun in quotes, because it is a movie
with many
scenes of domestic violence,
yeah.
Which are you totally opposed to?
I'm totally opposed
to. Okay, cool. We're totally opposed. We are nonpartisan, but totally opposed to domestic violence.
I think that Margot Robbie was fantastic, and I think the story of Tonya Harding is very interesting. As soon as I got home from seeing I, Tonya, I was like, she has to have been part of wrestling.
She's a foxy boxer.
There's
I mean,
no way in hell
skipping a jump.
Someone that did celebrity boxing didn't participate in the WWF. Tonya Harding did not participate in the WWF. She did participate in Portland Wrestling in the summer of 1992. It was her first public appearance post-Olympics.
Yes.
And here's an interesting point of why it was probably Portland Wrestling and not WWF. In the 90s and the aughts, Portland regulated their wrestling. Mm-hmm. So that's why they didn't have a lot of shows. Like, WWE didn't do arena shows in Portland because they were like, oh, no, this is real. And we're like, come on, guys, this is not real.
Yeah, could she leave the? I mean, she could leave the stage.
She could leave the stage. Yeah. She could leave the stage, but based on the movie and her appearance in Portland Wrestling for $5,000 that's it.
Eesh. Yeah, so she was at a press conference that was covered in the press. There's a Washington Post article about it. In the actual event, she managed the team of Art Barr and Eddie Guerrero. Mm-hmm. Both men are dead now. Coincidence? Yeah, it is.
Yes.
They're in wrestling.
Yes, it is.
Art Barr died 5 months later. He's one of these, like, what could have been type things. Not quite a Brian Pillman, but he was an innovator. He was an innovative guy. He was a tag partner with Eddie Guerrero in Mexico and the U.S. And the internet says that Eddie Guerrero's frog splash was a tribute to him. So she brushed up against wrestling greatness.
Her appearance was roughly 90 seconds. What's more important is the press conference that came before.
Right.
And here's a little clip from that.
It's exciting to be here and be part of this group of wonderful people, wonderful wrestlers, and great athletes.
And that proves to me that when everyone else is turning their back on you, when the entire world says you're a bad person, there's always wrestling. The three biggest stories of the 1990s, I'd say number one, Tonya Harding. We're going to go in chronological order here.
Yeah.
Number one, Tonya Harding. Number two, O.J. Simpson, murder of Nicole Brown Simpson.
Alleged
murder.
Jesus. Can't even
alleged murder. Clearly, that was in a WrestleMania, not O.J. specifically.
Now we go to our main event.
But there was a horrible Hollywood street fight.
Hollywood backlot
brawl. Okay. Featuring Rowdy Roddy Piper.
Yes.
Sort of trying to kind of reenact the fight from They Live with Gold Dust.
But also driving OJ's white Bronco as the broadcast cut to clearly footage from the OJ police chase. Slow motion police chase.
If you don't have the premise of the fight being blatant homophobia and fear of gays,
yeah,
it's a great thing, is based in that, so it's bad.
That's really what it is. Piper's feuds. I know you love him. I've been listening to a podcast about wrestling that isn't this one, and they've been covering when Piper went to WCW, and his promos were just like amazing because they're like totally nonsense, but only he could pull that off. But yeah, all his feuds were like he was painted himself half black. He didn't like the gender fluid son of Dusty Rhodes. Like it was just it's just a mess.
Yeah, but he also hated Hulk Hogan. So
we know what we're saying is no one's wrong all the time. Kind of like how the New York Times hires neo-Nazi sympathizers.
Please don't compare Roddy Piper to neo-Nazi sympathizers, even though it's an apt comparison.
It's accurate, yeah.
The other most important story, at least in terms of ink in the 1990s, was Bill Clinton's multiple alleged affairs.
I mean, it's about alleged as O.J. killing Nicole and Ron.
This is definitely the most important in terms of wrestling history, and it has the least to do with Bill Clinton. This is from a WrestleMania backstage feature featuring Jennifer Flowers, who you know of, or at least know the name of, because number one, it's spelled with a G, the classy way. That's mean. You don't get to pick your name. I guess you kind of do. It's
eventually,
whatever. You get to pick. You could change your name. Yeah. Whatever. Jennifer Flowers with a G interviewing The Rock, who says something for the first time in this promo.
How about the judicial system?
Well, first and foremost, as long as all The Rock's fans across the country realized that The Rock is the judge and the jury, everything should be fine. And actually... well, actually, Jenny, after The Rock contemplated that for a second, if The Rock were the jury, The Rock feels like this. 9 times out of 10, he'd be a hung jury, if you smell what I'm cooking.
Jennifer Flowers will be related to the 2020 president, because without her, we don't know what The Rock is cooking. That's the first time he ever said that.
Yeah, no, and what you're saying, basically, in the 90s, for these people who had all these huge stories that was like the worst, you know, part of their lives, this infamy, was when they hit rock bottom, they would end up in wrestling, where they'd get hit with the rock bottom. I really wanted to close on that, but we do have more stuff to talk about, unfortunately.
We got to get a current failing celebrities.
Yes, so in basically my version of the Quincy Jones story is the Darcy interview in Alternative Press.
It's so much better than the Quincy Jones interview.
It's like, it's amazing because she clearly doesn't give a shit.
Yep.
And whereas Quincy gave a shit, that was the whole point, is he's trying to work you in a shoot by saying the accurate things, like Richard Pryor and Marlon Brando had sex, like, you know, which both their kids denied, but just hilarious. But Darcy just said, yeah, this guy, Billy Corgan, the owner of the NWA, not the rap group, the National Wrestling Alliance, which he purchased, she was talking about, yeah, he might, she alleged, you know, some people go, oh, they're crazy. She was like, I'm concerned. I think he has a brain tumor, which is nice. It's nice to look out for your friend's health. But here's a quote. We almost immediately started talking about a reunion because he said to me, well, maybe you know and maybe you don't, but with this wrestling thing, I kind of got myself into a bit of a hole, which I imagine him saying in like old Gil's voice from The Simpsons. Like, oh, Billy's got a problem. I'm out of money. That was one of the first things he said to me. It was like the second conversation we had, but we didn't want to do the reunion. We both want to do the band again, be a band, not just do a reunion. Billy always said, oh, I'll never just do a reunion and play the oldies just for money. And that's exactly what it is now. So just remember, if you go to this three quarters...
It's been like this for 11 years
now. I know, but if you go to the one of these three quarters of the...
Original Smashing Pumpkins.
The Three Horsemen. you're supporting Billy Corgan.
And you're supporting the NWA.
Yes, but you're also supporting Billy Corgan, who's a narcissist and a
listen. There's
borderline
been, there's
sociopath.
Never been a narcissist in wrestling. Just no, narcissist.
There's been the narcissist Lex Luger. There's never been a money mark like Billy Corgan. Corgan has like three wrestlers in under the banner of NWA. One of them is a teacher, Tim Storm. He was in some videos that were actually okay called 10 Pounds of Gold. Mm-hmm. Tim Storm has 20 pounds of steroid gut. It's different. It's a different thing. But he lost the belt to Nick Aldis.
Sure.
Nick Aldis, I think. He's of the supermarket chain. And he's having really bad matches under the banner of the NWA. He had a really bad one with our friend and your friend.
He's not my friend.
Why is he not your friend?
I don't know him. You are in his orbit. I'm not in his orbit. You probably will see him tonight.
You're in this orbit, Brandon.
Oh, boy.
I don't know how you think wrestling works, but it's still real to us. And James Ellsworth, the man who had two hands and turned getting squashed by Braun Strowman into about a year's worth of dates with the WWE. He had I skimmed through this match. It's atrocious.
Yeah, I couldn't get through
it. It's real bad. It's like... backyard wrestling, it's just real bad. So you can watch that if you want to support Billy Corgan. You can watch Billy Corgan with the Smash Pumpkins. If you hate women, you can do that.
Okay, so I still have a premise of how the NWA is going to make money.
Yes. You still think it's going to happen?
I still think it's going to happen. It's very simple. So okay. There's a show coming up in Illinois mm-hmm. in September.
Yes.
It's All In. It's called All In. Mm-hmm. Hashtag All In with the Young Bucks. Kenny Omega, right?
Yeah.
Kenny Omega.
Cody.
And Cody. Those are your four main dudes.
Cody Rhodes. Yeah.
I am convinced that this will be the show that Daniel Bryan makes his return if he is not under the WWE banner.
Okay.
Number one. Number two, you have someone challenged for the NWA belt at that show. You bring in Corgan that way. And that's how you get CM Punk back into wrestling.
Yeah. So you go to see Corgan, CM Punk. A man with serious brain injuries.
In the suburbs.
I said Corgan.
In the suburbs of Chicago.
Yeah.
This is where it all belongs.
Yeah.
Where it all begins again.
Yeah.
In the suburbs of Chicago
at the Allstate Arena.
There you go.
So the thing is, why this isn't going to happen, unfortunately, is that Daniel Bryan his contract extends past the date of All In. And also, news this week, UFC odds, bookies peg CM Punk as huge betting favorite over Floyd Mayweather in the cage. So that's people think that he would actually beat a guy who could just knock him out.
Wait, what?
Yeah.
There's a UFC coming to Chicago in the summer and Punk.
And Punk wants that.
Yeah.
And they're probably going to give him the guy that lost to the guy that beat him up.
Okay.
So Mickey Gall, there was like a fight off to fight Punk.
Okay.
And the guy who lost, he might get his chance now to embarrass Punk.
Okay, so how does this relate to Floyd Mayweather?
There's a betting line. You can put money on it that two men who appeared and fought in WrestleManias are going to tangle in the cage.
So what do you think is more likely? Billy Corgan defeating Floyd Mayweather or Trump not winning a third term?
Jeez, you're all over the place here. I think they're both going to happen, and it's Punk defeating Mayweather, not Corgan. So Ellsworth had made his debut, like we said, with Braun Strowman, who continues to be the best thing in wrestling. You probably saw what Braun did this week if you follow Pitchfork, because they made it
to Pitchfork?
Yeah, because there was a musical instrument involved, therefore it can be on Pitchfork. That's the rules. I don't write them. You should, if you're listening to this now, search YouTube for Braun Strowman. That's Braun, how you think, Braun, Strowman, Strowman. Don't pull up the third video there. That'd be Monster Arms Digitrigger. That's Braun Strowman in real life testing out a semi-automatic or maybe automatic weapon. really not a good time to be checking that out. Check out the video that says Braun Strowman bashes Elias with a base. And just thank us later, because Braun Strowman's the best, and he doesn't know how to use the base, except for breaking it over a man.
Well, Elias says he's gonna win, but we all know that that ain't true. You look at me, boy, when I'm singing, 'cause I'm not finished with you. You may not know it, you may not realize, but when this song's over, you're gonna get these hands.